Good afternoon and welcome to Crypto Market Updates. I'm your host, Alan Wozni, and this is episode number 14. On the line, I've got Mark Magliocco. As you can see from our both of our backgrounds, X528 is sponsoring this podcast. Mark.
Rocking it.
So, Mark, today's the 11th of December. Wow, what a week it has been. Should we go right to the charts? Because in my view, people are probably wondering what's happened to Bitcoin over the past week. Is it has gone up and then it's gone a little bit down?
It's going crazy. Yep, it is going crazy. I mean, okay, sure. Let me share my screen here. I mean, I predicted this stuff last week a little bit, right? Let me screen set. Yeah, this looks like the right
So there
screen
was, you know,
here.
the market noise. We're going to talk about some of the news that
Yep.
helped it go back to pop over 44, almost 45, and then something's happened this week. It's I don't know what's going on in the macro news. So Mark's got the charts up here.
Yeah, I mean, so I was kind of like alluding to this last week where I didn't think it was, I kind of thought it was going to be the opposite. Like it was going to trend a little bit lower and then like pop over 40K, but it
Yeah.
just like shot it, it just popped right over there, hit 45K. But then like, how we were talking before, if you're into technical analysis, like it's got to follow these moving averages, right? And that's essentially what the market makers do. And so you can see here, like it really popped off way up from its moving average, the week before. And now this last week, it's really just been catching back up, right? So you can see, like, you're never going to see like big, massive, concurrent or consecutive green candles in a row because it just doesn't work. Like the markets just don't work that way. So it's going to see a big pop. And then you might see another like little green candle, but then there's always gonna come down. You're always gonna see a red candle. So yeah, you can see here, like this is exactly what happens. You got a big pop, you got now it's coming back down towards its moving average. So curious to see how the rest of this week will go. I mean, in its current state, it's showing
Well, it's
here if
kind
we're
of back
looking
to
at
where, so a week ago you talked about it was going to, probably stay in a band between 36 and 40. So it popped over 40, and I think the
No, I said
market.
that was like 2 weeks ago. I
Okay.
said,
No,
yeah, there's a good
I'm
chance that
not.
like it would.
Yeah, I'm
I
just
was saying
saying
like it would
that
be.
seemed reasonable, kind of a, sensible approach, not just
Yeah.
in general, right? The macro kind of view. Yeah, looking at the technical analysis, and then it just popped last week or.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to go like that high so quickly, but it definitely popped. But you can see like I thought definitely would reach like 45K probably by the end of December, but you can
Yeah.
see that's really accelerated. But you can see here like what the chart is showing now, like this is so you can see like just looking
So
from the
what's at the
technical
bottom there,
perspective.
that gray? What's that bottom kind of graph that's showing a downward trend? Is that volume?
This
No, over here
one
in the middle.
here.
Yeah.
So this is stochastic momentum, and this is why I like Yahoo Finance because they are the only chart technical analysis like indicator that has this specific indicator. If you use ChartView or TradingView or like any of these other, even like the paid services,
Yeah.
they don't have stochastic momentum. It's really weird, and this is the best single indicator that you can use outside of like
So for the
moving
non-sophisticated,
average.
including myself, give us the Cole's Notes version or the layman's term for stochastic measuring or stochastic.
So you can, yeah, of course. So you can see here, like the last time when it crosses over the red line, you can see like what happened last time. So
Yeah.
whenever the gray area, like when the gray line crossed over the red line here, like what happened? It ripped, right? It went for a bull run. And you can see here, it's over the red line, over the red line, just been ripping it. And now here, what we're seeing
Going below the
today,
red line.
yeah, so not a good sign. I mean, and even if you're looking at last week, so if you're looking at RSI, which is relative strength index, so meaning like how much buy or sell pressure has been in on the asset. So you can see here like anything over 80, roughly, like maybe even 70, you could say, but definitely over 80 is overbought. So that means
Yep.
that it's due to come back down. And then sure enough, this week you can see now it's coming back down to 68. Who knows how low it's gonna go? I would say like
So that's the indexes at Where do you see that index?
No, this year. So relative strength
Oh,
index
okay.
here.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you are. Yep.
You can see that number. So that there last week it was at 86, which is really high. So I
Yep.
mean that's just anything like over 80, like anything over 80, especially over 90, it's just a
Just
matter of time
overbought.
until it's gonna come down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's something new. I don't think we've talked about that before. Thanks for that
Yep.
clarification. So the RSI
And then
indicator. So be yeah.
the last one is moving average convergence divergence. And I leave it as like a trailing indicator. So you can see like it takes a bit longer for like for this. Let me see if I can kind of make this chart a
For the
little bit bigger.
MACD.
Yeah, my screen's a little too small. I need my needs monitor. But anyway, it's kind of like a lagging indicator. So you can see it had crossed over, and now here it hasn't quite like I let not to get too technical, but I let the stochastic momentum like really fast. So it's like a leading indicator, and I kind of have a lagging indicator with moving average, convergence, divergence. So it
Yeah.
hasn't crossed over yet. I mean, it's kind of like difficult to see there. But if this purple line crosses over the orange, like the
Yeah.
gold line, then it's like a sure sign that it's like definitely coming back downwards,
Downward.
like a bear
Okay.
trend. But I think like what we're just seeing, this is normal. It's probably gonna like sit here for a little bit, trending around like 40K. Curious to see what will happen the rest of the week. It's really up in the air right now. I mean, it could go back down, it can go, it's not really showing like one a lot of support anywhere either. So we'll see what happens. I mean,
Well, it's an
yeah, I mean,
interesting mark. If we look back, so if you and I
it's
had
like
managed to
massive sell
record
pressure on the monthly.
a couple of days ago when it was sitting at 44, right? And then we could have explained it in one, just sort of the market, some of the market news that we're going to look at, explain that uptick in a broad sense. And now you've actually added, you may have been able to add and say, well, it went up, but now you've explained why it's gone down, particularly with that RSI. A little overbought, and so some natural those are some technical trades would have said if you're shorting Bitcoin, that would have been a good. So if we'd looked at this and you would have said, yeah, the RSI is at 80, say on Saturday, we might have had a signal at that point to say, well, this is probably a little bit overbought, but it's a shame that we didn't have that to look at it on Saturday.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, it
No,
is
I'm
what
not
it
saying for
is,
you. I'm
right?
just saying for that technical review. We could have probably had some triggers there. And you know what? We should probably caveat this as we've done in the past.
Oh, we didn't investment advice.
Yeah. So
We
all
didn't do
discussions in this episode
right.
and past episodes and future episodes are for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for legal, business, investment, or tax advice. So we're really here
Right.
just for just trying to help the community. And that caveat is very important.
Yeah,
So
we're
thank you.
just trading slash crypto enthusiasts, but to not by any means any kind of financial or trading
Yeah.
advisors. But yeah, so I mean, I think what we could see this week is it's tough. It's in the air. I think, it's kind of like not one way or the other. It'd be nice if it holds and finds some like some support
Yeah.
around 40K. I think we'll be in good, looking good for the remaining of the year. Remainder of the year, but
There anything that
yet
you
like
see
TBD.
that from that chart that would say there's a floor at 40-ish? Is there
I mean,
anything
you
you
can
see?
see here, so it hit a low of, it looks like so far it's holding around 40, but I mean, it's really like, yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, yeah, okay. It was just today you got the big sell down today,
I think,
right?
as I said
It's
the
like,
other day, it looks like a Loch Ness
yeah.
monster. It's probably putting its head back down into the water now.
Yeah. See, and you can, so I mean, we were looking at the weekly charts before. This is the daily chart, and you can see, look at that, like it just right down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as of it would have signaled you today to short, but yeah, I mean, we'll stay. I think we just follow the charts, and looks like so we got support potentially at 30. The next bar of support would be around 39,000, which if I move my so that would be the 20-day moving average, 39,000. So I think if it finds support around like 40,000, that would be 39,000, 40,000. I think we're still in good shape and still like poised to consider. Because I mean, if you look at it, it's just like the views that you're looking at. So look, I mean, the last 3 months, I'm looking at the monthly view now, like massive growth October, massive. I mean, still like this is like bullish as hell, right? I mean, this is like massive bull,
That's right.
So I think
That's right.
it's just that it can't. as much as like there's so much buying pressure, the market makers just they won't let it happen. They won't let the price of the asset
The
increase
whales,
that
the
fast.
whales, the crypto whales.
Yeah, that's it. So we'll see. I think it's still very bullish, and I think 2024, how it currently looks, is still going to be looks really great for a bull run. So I think we're gearing up for a bull run for 2024 if this trend continues.
I should, I want to share the note. I'll share this in the episode notes, but the podcast I listened to with David Pakman of CoinFund, and he talked about the, there was three factors today which are different than they were in past. He said one of them was, there's less, there was less investors, but it was, sorry, but he said the regarding the price, and there's so many people building now on Bitcoin, the application itself. So any, dips or, the previous bad noise or bad news, it had a severe impact. The crypto winters we felt or faced over the last, 4 or 5 years. But one other thing he said is that not only the builders, but also, gosh, I just lost
Biddlers.
my, the biddlers. I lost my train of thought there, Mark, but I think it was, I want to share that because David Pakman's been on two podcasts, one on the Bloomberg pod or on the TechCrunch podcast, and then on the Strictly V podcast, Strictly VC. So he's, David Pakman, just to, for the benefit of the two, people listening to this, he's the guy's a real thought leader. He's been in the space for a while, and he was mining Bitcoin, as I understand, in 2015, 2016. So the guy know, he's, and he's a top VC. So, okay.
Interesting. Cool.
So let's go to the news, Mark. I mean, there were some
I
news
guess like
articles.
TBD for the charts. Hopefully if Bitcoin holds at 40K, then I think we're in a good spot, but we'll just see how this week progresses. So for the news, you got this one I thought was interesting. So you got Tether's new sanctions froze 161 wallets. So I didn't realize that like Tether has this kind of control where they can just go in and freeze people's wallets and like, it kind of it's disappointing, right? That that they can still do that because I mean it kind of defeats the whole purpose of DeFi and decentralization. I mean, not to say that if it's they're saying it's sanctioned by the U.S. and whatever. So I'm assuming it's probably like Russian or something that they've sanctioned, and they've got. The funny thing is, like, not to get political, but how many like Israeli wallets have been sanctioned? It's crazy. It's all about like, who's writing the history, right? But anyway, it's mad, just the world. But anyway,
It's
I was a little
unfortunate that
disappointed to see this.
political comes into play on some of these things, and
Yeah,
who's,
but it's just like. Who's to say what's right and wrong? I mean, obviously, I don't want to get involved in any side, take any sides of anything, but I think that's why I love Bitcoin and crypto and decentralization because it doesn't have any sides. It's like, it's open and available for anyone, right? And that was, I mean, obviously, like if you're, into some kind of illegal things or whatever, then yeah, maybe like law enforcement needs to trace it and stuff like that. But
Where is Tether based? Obviously in the U.S. or
I
where?
think they're out of the U.S., yeah. I'm pretty sure, but yeah. Anyway, but I saw that one, so that's an interesting
Is it
one.
a coin? Is it? It's a wallet. Must be a. Is it a non-custodial wallet or? Because it's a.
No, it's. I mean, they've got their own stablecoin, right? So it's USDT. So they've got new sanctions affecting 161 Ethereum wallets, which hold no USDT at all. It's just interesting, like, yeah. You're just freezing whatever. I don't even know how they're doing that, but
Well, the
anyway.
headquarters, it says Tether's headquarters are British Virgin Islands, Hong Kong, Isle of Man, formerly Isle of Man. And that was just a quick Google search.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't see that in the article.
Tether Limited is a Hong Kong-based company, Phoenix, which also
Oh,
owns the
okay.
Bitfinex crypto. So,
Yeah, it's very interesting. Anyways, yeah, so I just want to share that one. Just kind of a little bit disappointed with the Tether in that one. But anyway, moving on. So this also was a little bit shitty. I saw this today. So crypto provisions dropped from the 2023 U.S. defense bill. This is like the shadiest thing because like everyone's been up in arms against the SEC and telling them to back off crypto regulation. So you know what these guys did? They tried to tag on crypto regulation onto this military defense bill that was like a must-pass bill, and they like hit it. They didn't even put it in. So like when it went to the House of Representatives, it was not included in the bill. But when it went to the Senate, they like tagged it into the back end of it, hoping that no one would catch it, and someone caught it, and now they removed the provisions out of the bill. It's like, man, these guys are like, they're just so, that's like so shicey of to do that. It's like, oh, we've gotten backlash. The public doesn't want, the SEC to be regulating crypto like this, blah, blah, blah. But the banks still do. So the Treasury Department has put in these like shady whatever
Yeah, that this
regulations. It's
reminds
like
me,
a
there was
bunch of bullshit, man.
two or 3 years ago they tried to put some legislation in requiring
Shady, man.
they require I don't know if it's, yeah, I don't know how to describe it, but previously there was a couple years ago and there was some news about they wanted all crypto accounts to be detailed who the background who was holding the accounts, and so there was a real pushback on that, and the legislation almost got pushed through before it even had a public for the public to look at it, so I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
Well,
I
that's it. You see, the House of Representatives version of the NDAA did not contain the provisions that the Senate version did. So I don't even know that it can do that. It's like the House approves it, and then it goes to
Yeah.
the Senate, and they can add more shit in, and they're just like, hey, go ahead and like now approve it. Like, it's like, who? How do you run a government like
These are
that? Which is
complicated, the
bad.
market. I think some of these things make noise, good headlines, but they're really complicated. And it just goes to the point about, the government's not set up to be tech specialists. The government's not set up to be crypto specialists. Somebody gets on these things, whether it's Senator Mark Warner or whatever, but it's, do they have the leg to stand on and do, these are good. These will probably spend more time in court and then make the lawyers rich. But
Yep,
anyway, they make good
exactly.
headlines. I don't think, personally, I don't think they're really representative of the market. What's happening, unless it there is a, like the SEC against Coinbase or the SEC against Ripple. Like those are real cases and they're real companies
Well, I mean,
versus
if they
Gen.
had passed these things, like then it would have come into law, right? Then the
But
SEC
then.
could turn around and said, well, it's in law. You got to do it. It's the law now,
Yeah,
right?
but
And they're
again,
like,
it's
well,
not
hey,
the
wait
law.
a second.
But it's not the law, right? That my point is, these make good headlines until they become the law. The
Right,
governing
but they're.
power, they could also be changed with a new government. But anyway, I've been just
Yeah.
saying they're hard to dig into
Well,
if you don't really understand the politics involved in it, right?
yeah, I guess. But and either way, I just thought that was shady. Like, who does that? Anyway, and now looking. This is exciting. So Chainlink now offering staking. Pretty cool. So I mean just adding more value to the Link token, which has also been like doing very well this year, a lot this year
Link
especially.
was phenomenal last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's a great company, I think,
I remember when
and
it was trading at 7 cents or 70 cents, something like that. It was back in 2019 when I first came back to Canada after being overseas, and Link was like a flyer. And I don't know what its price is today, but it had hit pretty high at
The
one point.
I think 15
16.
bucks. I'm not sure exactly. I think you
Yeah.
should probably check the chart quickly, but we'll see.
That's fine. Link is at 15, but Link, I just remember it being at 70 cents equivalent way back when the coin back in 2019. So it's had a phenomenal run. Yeah, it says right in the article how much it's trading. It's 15. It's,
Yeah, $15. I mean, at the
yeah.
time of writing or whenever that was, but yeah, I mean, honestly, like I think anyone asks me, like, oh, what crypto should I buy? I always say, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Link is always in there. It's like it has real value, right? I mean,
Yeah.
they're an Oracle network, right? So yeah,
And that's the thing.
good
They've,
things come out of there.
there's to now be able to have a staking that just gets more, it gives more options, right? The more mainstream kind of going back to what's happening in the regular traditional markets, there's more features now, user experiences, and the way to move money is phenomenal. And the options are just more and more expansion of Bitcoin, expansion of the chains, the different protocols, and on chain, off chain, we're going to look at, I think we looked last week at one of the companies who allows communication. They were part of that crypto trading group, right? And they literally allowing in-chain communication. I can some of the things you're doing with X528, right? Allowing without bridging, you just literally the security features are much greater than the old bridge hacks or to preventing bridge hacks. So there's so many options now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just adds you like more utility to their token, right?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, so that's going. And then this one I thought was pretty cool. So Reebok has now teamed up with who do they who's the oh Futureverse. I hadn't actually heard of Futureverse
Oh,
before, but
Authentic Brands Group. That's Authentic Brands. I think that's part of the basketball player.
yeah, they got all kinds of, so they got like Reebok, Adidas, Nike, they're all like doing this. So They got wearable versions of the NFT linked to shoe
Yeah.
brands, and that's like pretty cool,
But we talked about this, right? We talked
last
about
year, probably, or 2 years ago, last
utility.
year.
Well, no, but the utility of an NFT. We recently talked about when Ronaldo, right? That was the last article, because
His
they could have done
NFTs.
so much with his brand, creating swag or creating, access to events and whatever it is around football, or him, but they didn't. And so, yeah, he's getting sued big
Exactly.
time.
I know. But yeah, no, I mean, it's good. Just the more that you see these kind of articles, it's like it's just kind of reinforcing that, the technology is going to stick around, and that, that once the big companies start investing time and money into it, it's like just the future continues to progress, right? I think like crypto in general and just blockchain, it just continues to evolve, right? So that's nice. It's nice to see that.
Well, Mark,
And then,
there's okay, but before we go into this, because two big articles came up last week, and one was the Coinbase offering. Was it Coinbase or who was it offering the wallet, allowing people to link to buy and sell crypto right in their WhatsApp? Was that PayPal or Coinbase? I can't remember who it
Oh, I
was.
saw. Yeah, there was a payments one. So they had enabled you to be able to buy it. You can do transfers through like
Oh, here it
Instagram
is.
and TikTok and stuff. I think
Yeah.
that's the one, right?
So that was Coinbase, introduces money transfers through TikTok and Instagram, which, and then the other one was PayPal. We don't need to say the article before you finish the
PayPal.
last article.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't touch
PayPal opening
PayPal
up
USD
all
with a.
international, PayPal, all international. They've got over 600 million. That's what David Pakman had spoken about in that podcast. He said PayPal opens up their international remittances or their network for all international remittances, allowing crypto, remittances. But PayPal is an old, they've been in this space for a long time, money management, right? 600 million users globally. They've been doing this since 19, late 90s, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at like so one, I mean that's not new. The PayPal, their stable coin came out like last year, I think.
Okay.
But when it first came out, I remember like on Twitter, someone had gone through their code, and like
Yeah.
in the code, so it gives PayPal the ability to freeze your money, your funds,
Oh, you were talking.
drain your
That's
account,
right.
to
Yeah.
drain your entire account, to give the user a tummy ache was written in the code. And they're like, what is this, like North Korea? Like who developed this code? Like what? And so
Sure.
like, and just my
Sure.
own personal experiences with PayPal, it has just been
But that, see
god
that thing,
awful,
I've
god
gone on again,
awful.
off again, right? Back in 2000, and when I was working in 2002 in Tajikistan, PayPal was the only option. They weren't taking credit cards, and cash wasn't,
Horrendous,
you weren't going
horrendous.
to come in with loads of cash. And so I first set up my PayPal back then, but I haven't used it sparingly over the last 20 years.
Yeah, the fees, just everything, like,
Yeah.
oh, and like, yeah, actually, like, funny enough, so my PayPal had got hacked. They like somehow, I don't know, they got access to my PayPal account and then
Yeah.
like sent money, like funds via my card to like some random like person in the Philippines or something. And I was like, hey, like never would I ever make this transfer.
I don't mean to
Anyway,
laugh,
long
but you're
story,
right.
I was just, they
It
wouldn't
seems like a
refund my
great
money.
story.
They won't even
It
refund
seems
my money.
like it, well, that's disappointing. So,
My
okay, so
bank refunded my money, but they wouldn't do it.
yeah. Okay,
Absolutely
so
not.
this last article, back into Ethereum layer two.
That's really cool. So if you're interested in like the ZK, so like zero knowledge proof, so Starknet, it's like they're kind of like the ZK for it's like a ZK scaling solution. And
Yeah.
so that's becoming pretty prominent. And you'll see, so now they're officially announcing they've got a token airdrop coming out. So it's good news. I mean, if anyone's interested in getting some, they haven't specified exactly, like they said, didn't give a timeline, just saying that the giveaway will be coming soon. So if you're interested in getting some free tokens, stay tuned, follow Starknet, follow their foundation, and
Okay.
get some free airdrops.
Cool. So, I mean, for the benefit of the two listeners or followers, or these will be in the episode notes, these links. And I want to share now, Mark, if you're done with those articles,
Yeah, of
just
course. Yeah,
the funding announcements. So, I want to preface this. A lot of the last couple of months, you and I have spent a lot of time looking at some funding from seed companies and real pre-seed. I'm not covering those. I'm covering the more mainstream ones that are getting public press in, say Strictly VC, VentureBeat, Crunchbase kind of. But eventually, I'm going to bring up some of those little nuggets that you and I have been looking at the last few weeks. But this week, this past week, there's only a couple of articles. I'm going to share my screen. There's only a couple. I didn't do the slides as I did last time, Mark. Let's go with this. Let me
Yeah,
just
alphabet.
see. Is it here? Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to talk about these. So the crypto funding announcements that I found this week, Sindri, it's a Denver down in Colorado, and ETH Denver is a big annual fest. So there's a lot of real crypto enthusiasts in Colorado. It's a startup helps developers build and deploy zero knowledge applications,
Oh, there you go.
ZK applications, raise 5 million seed, led by CoinFund. And I mentioned CoinFund earlier. That's David Pakman. They're in the news a lot. So we're going to see, I think, more from CoinFund in the coming years or so, whatever. But I didn't look too detailed on this one. If you want, I'll share that with you. You
Yeah,
can look about
interesting. I'm
Sindri or
curious.
Sindri. Okay, and then the other one is Shadow, and this is out of Paris, a French-based that says it can help businesses develop crypto products faster and sorry, just and cheaper by creating shadow forks. I heard about forking like way back. I mean, Bitcoin Cash, those are all forks, right? Ethereum Classic, it's a fork. So private testing grounds that mirror the blockchain. I mean, 9 million seed, Mark. So.
Wow, that's a hefty sum.
So in the boys, you got the big heavyweights there: Paradigm,
That's
Coinbase
it.
Ventures,
Coinbase
Electric
Ventures,
Capital,
Ethereum Foundation.
Ethereum, and Uniswap.
Uniswap and Flashbots, like, man, that's massive,
You know Flashbots? I've never heard of Flashbots before that.
Yeah, they do MEV protection, so or even like MEV itself. They were
Yeah.
actually like the OGs on bringing to light
Nice.
the MEV opportunities within blockchain. But yeah,
So there's a
very
lot. I
interesting.
mean, that's not a lot. I mean, last week we had six. Maybe next week we'll have four or five more. But there's still a lot. You and I have seen across the globe. There's little startups, and they're not getting mainstream press, like the VentureBeat, Strictly VC, and there's a lot of them. So I'm going to pick a. If there's no articles for the week, I'm going to go back and say, hey, Mark, here's a couple. Let's talk about these ones, because you are even finding some of them are wow. Like you're getting wowed. Your team's getting wowed. So this is. The space, the biddlers are out there completely.
All good
All right, Mark.
stuff.
Well, I think that's pretty much all we have for today. And we've figured out how to get the screen, the X528
Yeah,
screens.
that was a plus.
Mark, have a great day. No push-ups today. We'll get
Next
the team
time.
next time.
Should we end every podcast with push-ups? What do
We'll try that,
you
but not today.
think?
All right,
All
Mark.
right. All right,
Ciao.
brother. See you later.